Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today? We ran a little bit late. I had some technical issues with one of the previous programs, so we're running just a few minutes late. We're so glad that you're here. And on behalf of the Your Future Is Now, we are sponsored by thespeakerspathway.com. I'm Jim Grant, your host, of course. And we've also got Dandy Don McGrath, my partner and great friend. Dandy Don, how you doing today, sir?
Doing fantastic, Jim. It seems like every show we've done, I haven't actually been at home in my office. I've been on the road. So today I'm over at our Airbnb because we've got some people doing work at the house, and our dog, the Goose, I know is going to be barking like crazy. So I wanted to just be quiet. So yeah, super good today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, folks, because the funniest place that Don recorded the show from or was live on the show with us was standing on a street corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Yeah, take it easy.
Yeah. Last week, ladies and gentlemen, we had a wonderful guest on. Just to give you a quick recap of last week's show, Dustin Matthews. Dustin is the co-founder and chief education officer of WealthFit.com. And Dandy and I, we've known Dustin for several years now, and he is just a fantastic individual. He gave a tremendous message. His picture and the article is still on the front page of Toginet Radio homepage. But his message was anyone with the right mindset and skills can build wealth in their life. And the wealth he was talking about, it wasn't really limited to just money, was it, Don?
No, it's really having the time and designing the life that you want, right? I mean, so it's really thinking very, very broadly. And I'm glad you brought up mindset, Jim, because it starts with the mindset. I think it was Stephen Covey in Seven Habits book, which changed my life, by the way, said everything that we do is created twice. Everything we do is created twice. The first time in our minds, and then the second time when we actually do it. So Dustin really laid a bunch of great information on us about mindset, and it was fantastic stuff.
He certainly did. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the website there at toginet.com, this right here at the station, and you'll see his picture and click on all the information there. Also, too, there was not one but two Friday freebies last week. Don gave away his, and I'm going to lead this in, the BHAG guide. Now, to use the military phonetic alphabet, B as in Bravo, H as in Hotel, A as in Alpha, and G as in Golf. So, Dandy, did you know last week you gave away your Bravo Hotel Alpha Golf Guide?
I didn't know that, but yeah, because, we talked about mindset. But you know what? If you have the mindset and that's all, nothing happens, does it? So you have to take action. So Dustin gave away a great course, and I gave away the BHAG Builder tool to help people, really map out what is that life that they really want. What does a day look like 5 or 10 years from now that's the life that they desire?
Absolutely. And, of course, Dustin's freebie he gave away was the Wealth Building 101 course. And all this information is in the article there at the Toginet radio station. But today we have a young fella on. He's a former Marine. And he's just a likable guy. And Dandy Don, we have Mr. Robert W. Jones on. He is the owner and founder of Network Together. And speaking with him, he says his organization is the largest non-franchised, independently owned. It's a personal development and business networking organization in Arizona. That's amazing, isn't it, Dandy?
Absolutely. And I met Robert, he may not remember this, but I met him over a year ago at an event. And it was in Phoenix, and he was there, and he was speaking, and there was probably 40 or so of the people from his organization there. And what really struck me is how tight they were. You know, we've all probably been to networking organizations where, you know, or events where people get together and they shove the business cards at each other. And Robert has a fantastic group and really has created a truly heart-centered organization where it's nothing like that. It's about building community. And I love what Robert does, and I'm so excited to have him on the show today.
Absolutely. So, Robert, we're so glad to have you here on the show. Would you be so kind as to say hello to everyone, sir?
Well, I am really excited about being on this show with you, Jim, and you, Don. It's a wonderful, beautiful day out here in Arizona, and I can't wait till you guys get out here and soak up the sun and just the beautiful weather we're having.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we're looking forward to being with you next week in Phoenix. And you put over 1,000 meetings on per year. Is that right?
Yeah, 1,000 meetings, masterminds. Then we have these events called mashups. We don't say mixers because mixers, people think of alcoholic beverages being served. So we call them mashups. Yeah. Because we don't serve drinks or have drink tickets. We actually serve food there for the members and guests that come to our events. And then 4 times a year, we have a special event called the iNetwork Expo. These quarterly events are a way to express who we are to the community at large. And normally we get about 200 to 400 people that attend this. And it really is just a celebration of those who really put their value into relationships first. You know, and from there, you know, community and commerce will follow. But it all starts from that peer-to-peer, belly-to-belly, you know, relationship development. And many times people have a set of needs to figure out what relationships mean in this new digital age.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because Don and I, when we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition, we realized there was a need for people to have support system there, to have subject matter experts, to surround themselves with other people like that. And Don was just, you know, Dandy, I just got to say, you did a fantastic job in, you know, helping, you know, you were the main guy helping put all that together. I got to give you credit, brother.
Well, I mean, I learned from people like Robert, right? And I think, you know, it's very, I mean, if anyone who's ever been an entrepreneur knows, it can be lonely.
Oh, yeah.
It can be a lonely journey.
Dear Don, I have to interject. One of the things I say is for so many entrepreneurs, they have a false reality in their expectations. They don't know what they're agreeing to when they actually step into the expectation of becoming an entrepreneur. And really quickly, what I mean by that is, you know, when people say that, hey, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, they leave a corporate life, or they, you know, usually maybe it's a cubicle or something like that, and they go from their cubicle environment to a home office. And they, you know, what they're really doing is they're going from a cubicle to solitary confinement. They just they agreed to that when they did that.
Oh, yeah. I like the way you put that because, you know, most people, you're exactly right. The mindset there in becoming an entrepreneur, you know, like I tell people, Robert, you probably see this too. You know, a lot of people, you know, employees, I mean, you're focused on exchanging hours, you know, for dollars. But a lot of people on the internet get kind of what I call fooled because they see these people say, hey, listen, let me show you, I made $5,000 or $10,000. Well, you're still got an employee mindset. You're not an entrepreneur because you're still willing to trade labor for dollars.
Right.
And an entrepreneur thinks a lot different than that, don't they?
Well, I think, you know, many times when someone says entrepreneur, we throw out words so casually now. You know, we don't actually know the definition of what does it really mean to be an entrepreneur? What does it mean definitionally? You know, in some ways, I say that someone may say they're an entrepreneur, but really what they're doing is a side hustle. You know, are they making the majority of the income from that? Do they have the ability to employ others? Do they own the logo that's you know, adorned on their business card, etc.? You know, when we state that we're entrepreneurs, you know, do we have in our mind clarity on what entrepreneurialism is like? And I think, you know, once we have a better understanding of what entrepreneurialism is, then we can pursue it more fully, or actually say, well, maybe I'm not an entrepreneur, but I can live with another aspect, like maybe working, you know, what they call as a side gig or a side hustle nowadays.
That's a great way of putting it, because I've never really thought of it like that. But you really hit the nail on the head there, because when Don, I'm going to let Don share with him how he felt when he left the corporate world. He was just really getting kind of, well, let me have Don explain that. He does it so much better than I do.
Yeah, I love what you said, Robert. And there's no better, because sometimes the right path is the side hustle. I was doing a side hustle for 10 years, right? I was doing a side hustle for 10 years. I wrote 6 books, learned all about speaking, learned all this stuff. And that was my journey. It happened to be the right journey for me. And until I was ready to make that leap. But for some people, I also seen people be in a side hustle forever, right? And never have the energy behind it, right? Just picture a rocket ship with a firecracker under it, right? That's not going to leave the atmosphere. At some point, right? At some point, you got to have the rocket engine, and you got to commit to it, because action, you know, success rewards action. But there's no better way, I don't think, to learn when's the right time, what's the right method, how to shortcut your time to get there and save a lot of money, than to learn from others who have been there and done it. And that's why, you know, organizations like yours are so, so valuable.
Well, you know, and I'm going to really quickly, we're short on time, but, you know, my father always told me, he's an engineer, and he always said, there's enough people out there that already made the mistakes for you. You don't have to create every mistake for yourself, because all you're doing is just digging a deeper hole to get out of when you decide not to make as many mistakes.
That's a good way of putting it, because your dad is very, very correct in that. And, you know, it's like at speakerspathway.com, when someone comes in, we don't try to change their mindset. We ask them, what is it that you want to do? Do you want to be an author? Do you want to be an online marketer? I mean, what is it that you want to do? And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to break. We'll be back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Halloween is almost here, and the scarecrows, or tatty doolies as the Scottish call them, are out. But Halloween is all about trick-or-treating, and that means candy. The average American eats 24 pounds of candy a year, and most of that consumption occurs around Halloween. What do you call a person who loves to eat? A grand gozier. Popular costumes for this year are happy face and wink face emojis. Of course, since it's a presidential election year, there are various costume choices for those who wish to dress up as Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton or Republican candidate Donald Trump. If you ask me, the only thing scarier than Halloween this year is the presidential election. What's another word for the fear of Halloween? Samhainophobia. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Well, Welcome back to the show. Your future's now, ladies and gentlemen. We're so glad that you're back with us. We have a very special guest, Mr. Robert W. Jones. He's the owner and founder of the Network Together. And before the break, Don, he was really laying some good things on us about what an entrepreneur is and how we have, you know, the difference between that and a side gig and just all kind of good stuff, huh?
Yeah. You know, and we were having a good conversation with Robert. And during the break, one of the things that we were talking about is, you know, urgency. I shared a little bit about my story about I was on a 10-year journey and, you know, I made a lot of mistakes on that journey. We were talking about that on the break, too. And you, in order to really make that rocket ship take off, you got to have some amount of urgency. So, Robert, I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. We are having a short conversation offline.
Yeah. When I sit down and I actually do a one-on-one with a Network Together member, or sometimes with my my chapter meeting or a larger audience, I say each and every one of us, if we're truly passionate about what we do, we have to look at it the way that Jim Rome looks at it. If someone is drowning in a river, you know, you have a moral obligation to go out there and save that person. You know, and if we have that type of obligation and we're so passionate about what we do, you know, we should look at every potential client as someone who we're going to save, you know, because we're obsessed about the quality, we're obsessed about the value, we're obsessed about the relationships. And if we're obsessed in all those ways, you know, to be that person that says, why do business with me? We have to have a great sense of urgency. And I say this with the fact that urgency begets a great work rate, because those who are urgent, you know, to help others have a healthy work rate, and they're willing to maybe put in a few extra hours, you know, here. They're willing to make that one last call. They're willing to learn that one extra thing, and they're willing to be aware and aligned with those they work with, because that's where the value and the connection and the continuity comes in over time.
Absolutely, because one of the things that I've learned in life, you've always got to be willing to go the extra mile in everything that you do, especially when it comes to serving others and being a blessing to others. It's impossible not to be blessed yourself, because, you know, a lot of people may not have heard, but Solomon wrote that the generous person, by watering others, will be watered themselves. Notice the prerequisite in that. They've got to water first. And I use the analogy of the farmer, because a farmer is going to go out and plant his crops. Well, what's a farmer got to do? Well, I grew up on a small farm in North Carolina. My dad grew cotton and corn. I knew what we had to do. We had to prepare the soil first, and then we had to plant the seed with the fertilizer. And then we had to plow the fields, and then we had to hoe the crops. And I mean, it was a lot of labor before we were rewarded with the harvest. That's my point.
You know, and it's really interesting, because Don had brought up Stephen Covey. You know, it's amazing, Stephen Covey. My mom actually worked at Rockwell International, both in Colorado and Idaho, and she hired Stephen Covey to do training for her classes several times, among other, you know, world-class trainers who came into their plants. You know, and he had a saying that says, seek first to understand, then to be understood. And in this society of distractions and this society of, you know, quickness, you know, one of the things that I see in relationships that's really dying is understanding and listening. You know, and another thing that we have learned is that we all have two ears and one mouth, you know, and I think that it would behoove us to listen a little bit more at times to our potential audience or our clients or our family members, our spouses, etc., and maybe do a little less talking at times.
You're exactly right, because one of the things that Don and I, we were focused on, was that, you know, it's not, and this is very true about speakers, because all of us are speakers, it's not what we want to say, it's what the people need to hear. And one of the best people that I know of who is great at critiquing you, he's critiqued me, is Mr. Dandy Don.
That's my groove. I love speaking. I love watching speaking. I don't watch speakers for content. I watch them and I take notes on what's working and what's not. I'd like to add something on that. Something Robert said really struck me. You know, I really feel that the biggest lie that we tell ourselves, the biggest lie that we live, and I hear it all the time, is I don't have the time. Mm. I don't have the time. And most of us, at some point, that becomes a limiting factor. Robert, you were talking about making that one more phone call, you know, doing that other thing. I really think that's such a huge lie because, you know what, we all have 24 hours every single day. So, Robert, I'd love to hear what some of the things you've run into and what you would tell people who, you know, first response we usually get when asked to do something, take on a new challenge is, oh, I don't have the time.
Yeah, I run across that I don't have enough time. But see, the first thing that we have to do is understand why they're saying that they don't have enough time. It goes back to understanding. You know, if you have a true dialogue with someone, you sit down with them and you say, well, you know what? Maybe instead of saying, okay, let's add something more onto your list, you know, why don't we do an audit of your time and see what we can kill in your list and find you the time so you can go from maybe busy to being productive. And once we start having that type of dialogue in our communication, then all of a sudden we can add, you know, a lot of productive time into their lives. And, you know, actually, it may come to be that they don't need to make that extra call. They just need to replace something that's busy with something that's more productive.
Yeah, I love that, Robert. Yeah. I coach rock climbers. It's one of the things I do. And one thing that I teach is that in rock climbing, when it comes to placing a piece of protection gear that you're going to clip the rope through, is slow is fast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That by doing it properly and mindfully, you will be relaxed and it will be good. You know, so I love that, you know, taking that time to reflect on all that. Are you filling your time with just busy stuff, right? That in the end doesn't produce anything.
Yes. You know, absolutely. And, you know, being that you trained rock climbers for many years, I was an avid runner. And I started that up in high school when I served in the military. You know, we ran a lot, and I loved running. It was really my meditation because, you know, there wasn't a lot of people, one, that could keep up with me, or two, that could sustain with me because I ran 10 miles a day. You know, the one thing I learned about running, and it's very similar to business. You know, If you're idle and you're sitting, you can get distracted. But if you're truly running and you're running, you know, at a fast rate and you're creating momentum, you have inertia, it takes a lot of concentration to run right. You know, and I look at that as in business. For some reason, if you have the proper intent and motivation, you start to go a little faster. And, you know, it always seems to me that those who move fastest seem to get the most done. And those who sometimes move slower or at a different rate, it's almost like a scientific thing. You're looking off at the distance, they look at the same rate. But when you get closer, you can see how one's really moving differently than the other one. You know, it's that inertia of concentration, the lack of distractions, because you cannot be distracted as a runner running through the streets of San Diego, Dallas, Texas, or Phoenix, Arizona, or you're going to get hit.
You know, a conference call that Bill Heidrick and I, he's one of our executive training directors. He was talking to a young lady and she was addressing things like, I can't get things done. I can't do this. He says, you need to get your mind off the fear that you can't do this and do that. You got to start embracing the love in your life and be thankful for the talents and the time that you have to be able to accomplish something and focus on how that's going to bless others and stop worrying about if you don't get everything done. That's a dead end street.
You know, and here's something else, Jim. I love that you brought that up because one of the things that I see at, you know, some of my members or people that I coach sometimes at, you know, there's the story of David and Goliath, mm-hmm. right? You know, David slayed Goliath. And you know, since it's such a universal story, what I say about this story is this, look at fear. Look at fear is not something ambiguous. Look at fear as your Goliath. And once you can put a tangibleness on fear like it's your Goliath, then all of a sudden you can create in your mind the pathway on how to defeat it. But first you have to make it tangible enough to know that it's there before you can defeat it.
You're exactly right, because that's where fear comes from. It comes from the physical world. And if you can put your Goliath into a physical form, yeah, I like that. I really do. I tell you, you know, working with Don, he talks about rock climbing. He does that a lot. And I tease folks. I says, when I'm talking about Don, I says, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but sometimes during the middle of the week, Don likes to go out and get high. And they'll look at me kind of funny. I say, it's true. He's a rock climber.
A different kind of Rocky Mountain high than what most people might think about. But if I could just share, I mean, 10 years ago, I set an intention to be living this life where I can go during the week when it's not crowded. And yesterday, my wife and I went to Shelf Road and climbed all day with hardly anyone else there. But that was an intention. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen by chance. It wasn't I bumbling along, going to work every day, and all of a sudden I have this life, right, which is the life I designed. And during the break, you and I and Jim were chatting a little bit about that, right? That, you know, it's really that intention that gets you what you want, not expecting someone else to give it to you or bring it into your life, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's really amazing. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and I agree, and I find, you know, and one of the things I say to get intention, you want to read, you want to change the information that you're fed, and you want to change the people in your life, because that helps create urgency and expediency if you have the proper intent. Because one thing I've noticed in life is those who put themselves on an island succeed less than those who attach to others.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because, you know, we feed off of each other, the energy. It's kind of like a flashlight with the batteries. You put in more batteries, the light gets brighter, and that's exactly what you need to do. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these words.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Gifts may gladden girls, but they seem to burden guys. That's what a recent study by Live Science says. Women respond with happy gratitude when they receive a present. But when a man unwraps a gift, he immediately feels a sense of obligation to the giver. Even those women who really don't like getting presents are pretty good at faking a smile. What do you call a person who fakes a smile? An exodesiast. According to psychologists, men tend to keep mental notes of what they got from whom and check it against their own generosity. Women, on the other hand, take gift-giving much less seriously. I guess ever since Eve gave Adam the apple, there has been trouble between sexes about gifts. Have you ever unwrapped a G-Food jet? That's another name for any gift you'd just rather put in the garbage.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and me and Dandy Dunn, we're having a ball today with Robert W. Jones from Phoenix, Arizona. We were covering some great information, and we were talking a little bit about the break there, about how when I started my company, I felt like, you know, I was all alone. Felt like a man on an island, because we were talking comments about what Robert said earlier about leaving the corporate cubicle and you go home to solitary confinement. And I tell you, just really amazing, wasn't it, Don?
Yeah. And it's funny, we were joking just before we came back on, is, you know, usually you don't want to hear you're off the island, right? But no, you want to be off the island. You want to get thrown off the island. Absolutely.
And go ahead, Robert.
And it goes further than that. And, you know, what we were joking about is, you know, we have this dream. Again, sometimes if you dream or you wish, you actually get what you wish and you actually achieve your dream. And so you're working with others. You're learning from each other. You got the water cooler breaks, although you're in a cubicle and you're thinking like, well, the grass is so green over there. And then all of a sudden, one day you walk to your boss, you quit your job, you go out, you buy some franchise. Or you become a distributor, take your bank money, and you say, I'm going to go be an entrepreneur, right? And all of a sudden, 3 months into it, you have your head at your desk, and you're thinking, what did I do? Now all of a sudden, I'm all alone in my home office, and I feel like I'm in a jail cell, and I'm drowning. It's because we're social beings, and we need others around us. That's what keeps us going.
You're absolutely right, because also during the break, Dandy Dunn, Robert and I and you, we were talking about an SBE. Was that the correct initials he used? Could you explain that, sir?
Yes.
Well, I'll let Robert explain that, but yeah, SBE.
You know, in today's society, we have changed so much. We've gone from a traditional society, and our relationships are changing, and in the digital confusion construct has entered our lives that, you know, people's minds many times are have the attention of egg timers. And I say that a lot of times. And we expect things so immediately and quick. And, you know, one of the principles that we adhere to in the training of our chapter leaders is you have to go into the focus of, for people to stay, they have to earn, learn, and learn how to earn, you know, certainly. But with that said, as a leader, you have to understand the personal that, you know, people are social. People need to make money, so it has to be all about business. But lastly, it has to be entertaining, because we live in a gamified situation in our society where learning is funner, and it's more about games, and it's more about energy flowing. So SBC it has to be social, it has to be business, and it has to be about entertainment. And if you can hit those, you know, key performance indicators of chapter networking, you know, or of leadership in chapter networking, you will be much more successful than if you lack one or two of those indicators.
You're exactly right. When we had our event there, the Pathway for Vets out in Colorado Springs, one of the things that shocked Don and I that we were not expecting was all of the energy and everything you're talking about there, because people were hanging around after the event 35, 40, 45 minutes later because they, you know, they just didn't want to leave that environment because they loved it. Just kind of like a, you know, honey to a bee. They just wanted more of it. And I know that really, you know, people remember how, Dandy, remember how people came up to us and told us how great we were and what a great event we put on. And really all we did was just put on the, you know, put the pieces together and get out of the way and let the energy take over, right?
That's exactly what I was thinking as Robert was talking, Jim. I got back to the Pathway for Vets event and how you and I were just shocked at the energy around it. You know, we were all down in the details of when's the water going to come in, when's the coffee, you know, who's going to go at, you know, 10 a.m. And right. So you're all in the mechanics of it. Yeah. But really what shocked me and what shocked both of us was the energy that came out of that. And I think when I think about SBE, it was all there. It was social. We had time for people to interact. It was about business. Mm-hmm. People were learning about how to operate their business and how to accelerate their business. And it was entertaining. We were having lots of fun.
Oh, yeah. And Robert, if I could share this with you, you'll probably have better give you another idea. But Don and I, we were so worried about, okay, where's the signs at when people come in the front door? Will they be able to find us? You know, who is the AV guy here? I mean, do we have all the cables? Do we have this? Do we need, you know, we're just like a bunch of little worry warts there. Right. And then we got out of the way, and then boom, the show went on, and people got up, and I mean, the energy just flowed, and everybody comes up to us, hey, you guys are great. You put on a great event. You know, well, did everybody have enough fresh water and coffee? That's how small-minded we were is what I'm saying, brother.
The question is do you pack a few C-Rats or MREs, right?
Oh, that's a military is, right?
Right. Yeah, I had to throw that in there for you, Jim.
I hear you. That's so retarded master sergeants, and you being a former Marine, I tell you, it's a privilege to wear the uniform, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is.
Dandy Don, his father was a prisoner of war during World War II. He was incarcerated in Nazi Germany, so that was the one thing, the military thing there that really glued and cemented Don and mine's friendship. And when we're together off the air, and probably next week out in Phoenix, I'll share with you how Don and I first met. And because of him, I boloed this first deal, and I'll tell you all the boring details of that because airtime is precious. But Dandy, I tell you, it's just amazing what we're just, you know, covering today, the information. My good, you know, the wonderful thing too, Don, is that if you're like me, you are learning a lot from Robert today.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here myself taking notes. I got my pen and my pad. You know, I wrote myself a few notes before the show, but actually I've written twice as much as we've been on the air. So, Robert, just thanks so much for sharing this great mind-expanding information with Jim and I and the people who are listening.
Well, you know, Don, I appreciate you because, you know, you've been an engineer. You know, once an engineer, always an engineer, right?
That's right. It's an affliction. It's permanent.
It's a permanent affliction you have, I'm sure. But you know, for Jim and I and probably for you, Don, I brought up another acronym, you know, three letters, you know, KPI and, you know, key performance indicators, you know, and one of the things that I've learned in my internet marketing background, my web develop programming, et cetera, you know, throughout all my years, you know, corporations and marketing teams, financial teams, you know, we all have certain guides, and many times they're called our key performance indicators, our KPIs. You know, we'll have that in traditional marketing and digital marketing. But one of the things that I'm looking at is, you know, we have to remember there's actually three channels, three true top channels, you know, I mean, a top of the food chain, you know, that, you know, in addition to the digital and the traditional marketing. And that third channel is often lost, and that is networking, you know, or I prefer to call it personal marketing. You know, and personal marketing means that you get your bootstraps on, you go out, and you are the best tool in your marketing arsenal, better than anything else. And we tend to forget that. We also tend to measure, you know, our effectiveness because we don't know what our key performance indicators are. And one of the things that I do in Network Together is I help, you know, others in our organization, you know, develop a certain set of key performance indicators, their KPIs, so they can be more effective in any personal environment.
It's really amazing because, you know, when you were sitting there talking about that, I was thinking about all the things that, you know, that Don and I have done and I've done in my life, and I know Don has too, as well as you and many, many others, is that when you start working with others and your focus is on, you know, helping them more so than focusing on yourself, everything just gets magnified and doors open. And, you know, it's how many times in my life has someone told me how great I was for doing something? And in reality, and you know, the only thing really happened was I was dumb enough to show up and work.
You know, I mean, really. You went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was a coach for a TEDx event in Florida a few weeks back, and one of the speakers, I loved his talk. Besides just being his coach, he was talking about how, you know, what do we measure in social media? It's all about the likes and the shares and all this stuff. But he was proposing maybe a different way to look at it, a way of whose life did you impact with something that you shared? Not just, you know, that people are out liking and clicking on a button, but what was it meaningful? You know, so maybe it didn't get 50 responses, but maybe one response really mattered. And I think that's very, very appropriate to the topic of networking, because if you go to an event and you meet just one person, right, not 50 likes, not 20 shares, not emojis, right, but you put a smile on someone's face. Right. You saw an opportunity, or they saw an opportunity that creates something synergistic. And I thought that was appropriate.
I think it's very appropriate. I mean, I'll add to that as well. You know, we in the United States, you know, we live in a society, you know, and in a certain way it's changing, but we still kind of live in this first place society, a quantitative society. You know, it is those 50 likes or 1,000 likes or 100,000 people in your database or making 10 grand a month and all these things, you know. But, you know, what I like about KPIs is, yes, there's that, you know, but there's also the other things. You know, a KPI says, yes, you got to 5,000, but, you know, how often do you speak to those that are in your 5,000, you know, member database? Because if you get to 5,000, you're not going to have them very long if you still don't give them quality and value.
You're absolutely correct, because that's what people are wanting to do. They're wanting to associate themselves with someone who can help them get from where they are to where they want to be. And then when you add the entertainment, the joy, and the jubilee of them being there, it's a win-win-win situation for everyone. And I know Don has experienced that with the speakerspathway.com, because that's what we're really blessed with. And we're very fortunate to work with you folks out there in Phoenix, Robert. And that's what it's all about, is to be able to associate yourself with people that can help you. I'm Jim Grant. We'll be back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
A dentist invented the first electric chair? Just thinking about going to the dentist makes me feel like I'm headed for death row. What's a word for the fear of a dentist? Odontophobia. Bruxomania is another word for the compulsive grinding of one's teeth. Early toothbrushes were twigs with frayed ends. Toothpaste in a tube was made available to the public in 1892 and was called Dr. Scheffel's Cream Dentifrice. Now Americans buy 14 million gallons of toothpaste every year. In Mexico, the tooth fairy is called the tooth mouse.
Half of all Americans say that a smile is the first thing they notice about a person. It's easy to spot a person with a fake smile, otherwise known as an exodesiast.
It's Margin Denver.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and me and Dandy Don, we've just been having a wonderful day today. We wish this hour could last all day long because we're visiting with Robert W. Jones. Excuse me. He's a former U.S. Marine. He's an event promoter, coordinator, networking facilitator. He's a published poet and media and stage personality, and most importantly, the information he's been sharing with us today on the air. My goodness, it's just amazing because, ladies and gentlemen, all of this detailed information will be in the article after the show today. You can download it. You can download the podcast. You'll be able to listen to it on iTunes a little bit later. But I know Don feels exactly like I did, you know, when Robert's writing. I mean, I'm busy over here writing, and I'm hoping Don will talk because I know Don is writing. So, Don,
yeah, I was taking some notes. I hope Jim's going to talk because I was really catching up. We talked about SBE. We talked about the KPIs, all these three-letter acronyms. And if you're listening to this, get your notepad out. I mean, you need to be writing down this information. I mean, it's very critical for helping you grow your business. And I love not just what Robert does, but I love why he does it.
Oh.
And one of the things I've been putting together is while we're out there in Phoenix, we're going to be doing a couple little workshops on our own. And one of them is about the power of how to use story to grow your brand. And there's three stories that you need to have to grow your brand. One is what you do. The second is how you do it. What's special about it. And the third is why you do it. Apple Computer isn't Apple Computer because they just produce computers. They tell their why. They think differently. They make stuff that's fun to use. So Robert, I love what you're doing. I love why you do it.
Well, you know, I do this because I look around in the world and really, you know, when we think of personal marketing relationships, we think of networking the same way that we talked about Jim Rome about you should be so passionate about what you do. If you see someone out in the river, you have a moral obligation to save them. And I look the same in networking. And you may ask, well, Robert, why would you look that way in networking? And I say it this way. You know, technology has changed in our lives so very, very, very quickly. And if we don't save the art and science of networking, networking will be like the language of Latin, and it will die forever. And it's my job to keep relationships at the forefront, because at the end of the day, it's people that move life. And it's the people in our lives that we should help maintain, sustain, love, and laugh with. And if we lose the art of communication, if we lose the art and science of personal relationship, then what happened is, as Einstein is true, we've lost our humanity to that of technology. And it's something that I don't want to see, certainly not in my lifetime or ever.
You're exactly right, Robert, because, you know, like I tell people, you know, when you look at your life and you look at events that happen in your life, notice how you were put in a place at the right time, at the right place, right time to be a blessing to someone. You were the one that was called upon to do that. And I like to share a little story of how I remind people, look at their fingerprints. No one's ever had those fingerprints from the beginning of time till the end of time. That's how specially you were created. You have a calling in life. And when I ask people, what is it they want to do in life? They say, make money. Well, that's the wrong answer. You're looking at just that. That's the wrong answer. You know, if you want to fail, you keep looking for money. You're going to fail. But if you look how you can be of service to others and how to help others, that's when you're on the road to riches.
Absolutely. I mean, I had a conversation one time with Eric Swanson. And, you know, I take nuggets from everyone. And I asked him one time, and he said, you know, he asked him, so what's the secret of your growth and success? And he says, I sell, I don't mess it up, and I sell more. You know, and I thought about that, and I said, I like that, but I think I'd like to spin it just a little bit differently, Jim, the way that you had stated it.
Sure.
You know, I think success in life is serving others, you know, providing great value. Mm-hmm. That's where you don't mess it up, and then serve more others. And I think that that is the true formula for success, because if you're passionate and you serve and you have heart-centered abilities that you focus with intent, you cannot help but being truly successful, both for self and others.
You're exactly right. That goes back to that principle that Solomon wrote about, you know,
yep,
the generous person by watering others will be watered themselves. And ladies and gentlemen, before we run out of time today, I want to talk about the Friday freebie. Dandy Don, what do you have on the menu for us today, my man?
You know, our guests just keep throwing me curveballs. That's all I got to say is our guests keep throwing me curveballs. I was all prepared with one thing that I was going to give. It was going to be a free course on speaking. But, you know, we talked so much about time. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the scarcity of time and being organized. Well, I was a leader in Fortune 500 companies for over 20 years. And I went to all kinds of training. And I took all this training and I tried it out and I found what really worked. And I put together my own training, and we offer it as part of Speaker's Pathway. But for those listening today who want it, I'm going to give it away. It's called the Time Optimizer Architecture. It's incredibly valuable. I mean, my companies I work for paid tens of thousands of dollars for the training they sent me to. And I've distilled this down in this course. So since I don't have a link up, since I was unprepared, Robert threw me a curveball by talking about time. All you got to do is go to speakerspathway.com, contact us. Time Optimizer Architecture. So all you need to know, say, I want Time Optimizer Architecture. You will get this course Friday freebie.
Yeah, exactly. When you go to the speakerspathway.com, on the lower right, you'll see Don's picture pop up, and just contact him and ask for, you know, the Friday freebie there, and he'll be glad to get it to you. And ladies and gentlemen, the energy that we've had here on this short period of time on our radio show, if you'd like to experience more of that in person, we have a very special Friday freebie for you, don't we, Robert?
Absolutely. After the break, we came back, or during the break, we had a discussion, and Jim and Don and I said, you know, let's continue this fun. If you're listening to this broadcast right now, if you want to continue the conversation, if you want to go to Chandler, Arizona at the Avion Center and continue this conversation with the three of us, get to meet us and us you, send me an email. This is a special offer that came right now from our discussion to Robert at networktogether.net, robert@networktogether.net. Give me your name, give your telephone number, and an email to contact you, and we will provide $50 VIP passes, all-day passes to our May 2nd event in Chandler, Arizona that starts at 9 and ends at 6. You'll see the team here. You'll see Noah St. John. You'll see Daniel Miller. You'll be with Jane Powers. We have Jill Lublin there, Steve Cypress, and the list goes on. We want to create impact for you, and we want you to impact us, and there's no better way than to gift you these VIP tickets so we can all be together and continue this wonderful dialogue.
That is really amazing because, you know, Robert, when you were sitting there, and I was thinking, man, if I was hearing what I've heard so far on this show, and I got a chance to go to Chandler, Arizona and get a free, you know, have a free ticket, you know, VIP ticket. You got to take advantage of that, ladies and gentlemen, no question about it. And all the information we've covered here in the show, it will be in the description of the show. So if you know someone that could really use that and benefit from that, and you'd like to pay it forward and help them, please do. Go ahead.
And Don, you know, you brought up something, and I don't want to leave this on the table. And Jim, you talk about storytelling. Can I indulge with a story really quickly?
Yes, sir.
Please do.
You know, we talk about timing and opportunity, you know, and I say this not because I just want people there. I'm saying this because it's coming from the heart. You never know when your opportunity is going to be. I have a story of that. When I was a child, my dad is a mathematician, very, very smart man, engineer, went to Notre Dame, worked for a company called Northern Natural Gas in Omaha, Nebraska. The company ended up turning into Enron. When my dad, in the early, I was very, very young in the late 60s, very young. he used to take care of me, but he had four bridge partners. And one of the bridge partners that he had an opportunity to sign with this gentleman who was a financial planner, an upstart financial planner who was visionary and works, an opportunity in that moment in time. An opportunity that he could always take, and an opportunity that came again and again through his bridge playing. That opportunity was a man named Mr. Warren Buffett.
Wow.
In Omaha, wow. Nebraska. That was my dad's bridge partner. And at that time in life, he didn't see the need to have a financial planner help him with his financial growth. Well, as you can see, Warren Buffett is changed into a name that we all know. Now, my dad hasn't, and he's done very, very well from himself, but he sat me down once and said this. He said, opportunity knocks infinitely. You just have to have the insight and the strength to keep opening those doors.
Yes.
Most of us don't. And here's another opportunity on May 2nd to be with all of us and to continue this conversation. Don't let this be your missed opportunity like my dad missed with Warren Buffett.
Wow. That's really something, because as you were talking about that, it reminded me of the story or the example of how little hinges always open big doors.
Yep.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen, you've got a little hinge to get that VIP ticket and meet Don and Robert and all of us in Chandler, Arizona, out there in Phoenix. And please take advantage of it, because this is a golden nugget, because we're going to pay it forward. And most importantly, we're going to teach you how to pay it forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're very, very thankful. Our show is getting running a little late today, and we're getting short on time. But Dandy Don and I, we both want to personally thank Robert for being on our show with us today and all the great information you shared with the audience and also with me and Dandy. I mean, Dandy, goodness, you got writer's cramp over there, brother?
Yeah, I do. And, and we talked about this at the breaks. We're having so much fun, and I can't wait to be out there in Chandler and have some more of this. And so please, if you're listening, even if it's a, hey, this is a maybe, mm-hmm. just do it.
Hey,
success rewards action.
And we're providing lunch. You gotta come.
There you go. Yeah. Lunch. I'm coming. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Intimacy Connection Talk Show.